With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Tomorrow, European leaders are going to join Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for his crucial meeting with President Trump. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, head of the EU's executive branch, posted on X that, quote, at the request of President Zelensky, I will join the meeting with President Trump and other European leaders at the White House. Following their Alaska summit, military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says President Trump has got to use sanctions against Vladimir Putin as leverage, but not as currency.
Any relief should be phased, conditional, and reversible. And I know Mr. Trump fully appreciates that. He's the chief of tariffs, and he's got the attention of the Chinese and the Indians, which are the two major buyers of Russian energy, which, of course, is keeping the Russian economy going.
McGinnis says the talks also must keep Ukraine at the center of all decisions. A judge has struck down President Trump's religious exemption to birth control coverage.
During his first term, the president put in place rules that exempt employers with religious or moral objections from having to provide workers with insurance coverage for birth control. But a federal judge in Philadelphia said the 2018 rules were not justified, rejecting the Trump administration's claims that they were necessary to protect the rights of religious employers. Little Sisters of the Poor, a Roman Catholic order of nuns that intervened in the case to defend the rules, will appeal the ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Air Canada says it plans to resume flights today after the Canadian government intervened and forced the airline and its striking flight attendants back to work and into arbitration. The strike stranded more than 100,000 travelers around the world during the peak summer travel season. This is SRN News. There is an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the United States. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. A poll conducted by the APNORC Center asked Americans in June if they support the idea of chaplains in schools, and nearly 60% said yes. A Muslim man is going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside of a New York synagogue. Mufid Al-Qaeda was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and tried to tear down an Israeli flag while shouting Free Palestine. No one was injured in the incident. John Sarcone, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of New York, says the shooting was, quote, emblematic of anti-Semitic violence that's sweeping the country. This is SRN News. Alcohol consumption is down in the U.S. amid concerns about health.
The shift is driven by younger adults ages 18 to 34, of whom 66% say even one or two drinks a day is bad for your health. Even people who drink told pollsters they're drinking less. While moderate drinking was once thought to have benefits for heart health, recently researchers say there's overwhelming evidence that alcohol consumption leads to negative health outcomes and is a leading cause of cancer. The poll finds beer is still the top choice among men, while women were more likely to reach for a glass of wine. I'm Jennifer King.
Today is Sunday, August the 17th. It is the 229th day of 2025. On this date in history, 1807, Robert Fulton's North River Steamboat made its first voyage, heading up the Hudson River on a successful round trip between New York City and Albany. And things would change forever. This is SRN News.